We're on the Mishnah, okay? Lamed Gimel, Amad Aleph. Okay, like quick introduction like this. I do our charts on your WhatsApp. Yeah. Basically like this. We're talking about using wood, right? There's the whole thing, using wood on Yom Tov, and there's different uses for wood. Yeah, so like this. So let's say you got a piece of wood, yeah? One is using it as is for a toothpick. You take a piece of wood, you do nothing to it. It's just a nice piece of wood that's just fitting for a tooth, right? So if you don't, okay, this is according to Rashi. If you don't hold with muksa, when you're not concerned about muksa, there's no problem with that. Right, because you're not doing anything to it, you're just taking a piece of wood. Yeah, you're picking your teeth with it. And if you don't hold the problem with muksa, then it's gonna be okay. Now, just taking a piece of wood, yeah, and snapping it. Yeah, for the sake of releasing the nice smell. Right, so that's definitely not a problem making it clear, right? Because you're just really just snapping it. Yeah, so that's going to be a machlokis. Yeah, and then there's also taking the piece of wood and make it into a kli by hand. You make it into a toothpick. You fashion it. You're good with your hands, and you snap it in a specific way that's going to create a spitz. Yeah, and you're going to take out that piece of meat from your teeth that's bothering you, and that's going to be machlokis as well. If that's an issa d'oraisa or not. So basically, we've got taking a piece of wood as is, yeah, and then there's snapping for smelling, and there's the snapping for making a toothpick. So let's see that. I mean, that's the basic. Yeah. Now, masnisin, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, noital Adam, a person can take a kisseim, like a splinter, shard of wood. Milofonov, Mishalofonov, from before him. Rashi said this is Labdafko, because we're going to see that Rabbi Lezer even lets you take from the Chotzer. So it means from around there. Lach Tois, in order to basically to remove the meat, Boishinov, from his teeth. Umgavev, and you can also gather the wood. Minachotzer, from your Chotzer, right, even though it's not directly in front of him. Umadlik, and you can light it. Right, so you see over there, he doesn't hold with muk, right, if it's set aside for fat, right? No, just wait, forget that. Umadlik, shekol mosh b'chotzer mukonu. That everything that in the chotzer is mukon. Anything that's in your courtyard is considered mukon. Excuse me. V'chom amrim, the chom say, megave mishel lefonov. You can only gather wood from lefonov, not like Rabbi Elazar, right? Rabbi Elazar said you can even do it from the Chotzer. So he can say only if it's like in the room around you, then you can do it. Umadlik. And you can only light. Yeah, but you can't use it wood to pick your teeth with. Okay. So Rashi says that Rabbi Elazar argues in 2 points. Yeah, let's just see this. This one I'm a bit confused with. Yeah, just look at Chomim Omrim Magabe Mishalofonov Umadlik. Okay. Aval min chatzah lo. You see the Rashi there, everybody? Mm-hmm. Okay, you can't bring it from the chatzah. Hoil the dakin hain. Seeing as they're small, the torach lekoishon, and it's a it's a bother to gather them. Small lab lahachikaimi. From they weren't standing for this, so I don't know if it's a problem muksa or turcha, or it's be kind of muksa because it's turcha. But the point is, yeah. Udika omar. Let's just carry on. Udika omar noitel kisseim and that you said, Rabbi Elazar, that you can use a toothpick for your teeth. Anan Islam, the Af Mishalafonov Loy. You can't do that, right? You told El Hadley, you can only take it for the sake of lighting. Right? Deloy Nisna El Hasoka, as we said, this principle, because the wood is only given for the purpose of lighting. Ubatati Pligi. He argues with two things. It means you can never take from the Chotzer, according to the Chachamim. Yeah, and you cannot use it to pick your teeth. Now, back into the latter part of the Mishnah. Ein moitzin esu'ur. You cannot produce fire, lo mina eitzim, not from sticks of wood. I suppose, whittling them together? No, it's not whittling, you're rubbing them together to create heat. Velo mina avonim, you can't, smack those rocks together to create sparks. Volumina offer, you've got this kind of offer that's got some kind of chemical heat in it. Yeah, it's just a light a fire. Volumina ra'afim, I don't know why, but there's some kind of heat over there from these kind of these ra'afim. v'lo min ha'mayim. And you can't bring from min ha'mayim. Rashi says that apparently you got this white glass, and they put water in the middle of it, and then you put it by the sun, and then suddenly if you touched a piece of thing to that glass, it would light. Can't do that on Yom Tov. V'ein malabnin esarafim l'tzolos behen. And you can't basically heat up the tiles, basically, these pieces of pottery, in order to bake upon them. The Gemara is going to discuss what's the issue over there. Gemara. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So now, this is a oichli behema. Now, this is a new category over here. Food, yeah, pieces of straw, things that are set aside for a behema, ein behem mishum tikkun kli. There's no problem of tikkun kli from over there. I mean, you could even fashion it into an amazing toothpick. But since it's food, we don't relate to that as a kli, and therefore there's no problem. Obviously there's no muksa, because it's food, yeah. And also there's no problem of a tikkun kli, and therefore you can use it to pick your teeth. Okay. Isve Rav Kahana or Rav Yehuda. We're just going to ask a kasha. It says metaltlin at sivasomim. You're allowed to carry. Yeah, it means it's not muksa. At sivasomim, smelly wood. L'areach behen, in order to smell them, ulah lahanif behem l'choila, or you can wave them over a sick person, I suppose, cool him down. Yeah, a moilaloi, and you can also moilal. We have the moilal that puts in your hands and rub it together. You can moilal umreach bo to create more smell to come out. That would be fine. However, lo yiktemenu l'areach bo, but you're not allowed to snap this piece of wood. This wood, you had asked to take out the smell. V'im kotmoy, and if he did it, yeah, he snapped it for the sake of the smell. Potter of al osor, it's an issur d'rabbanan. Okay, but lachto is boishinav. But if he snapped it in order to create toothpick, lo yiktamenu, you should not do that. V'im kotmoy, chayev chatas, and if he did it, it's chayev chatas. End of brisa. So in this brisa, we see that if a person takes some like nice smelly branch, and he would fashion it into a toothpick, he's going to be chayev chatas, an issur d'oraisa. A fragrant branch, thank you, beautiful, thank you, Ari. Yeah, and fragrant branches, not only are they fragrant, they can be tasty, and animals will eat them as well. So we see over here, we've got a fragrant branch, which is possible edible for animals, and if a person would snap it, you're chayev chatas. And over here, we said before, yeah, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can, if it's food, you can do anything. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda replies back, yeah? Amali, hashta poto of al osso ko kashali. If you would ask me a kasha that brought me a source that said it was poto of al osso, right, it's an osso d'rabbanon, because I said it's mutlach achila, and you would found a kasha that said it's osso d'rabbanon, that would be a kasha for me. Now, chayev chatas, mi boy. You just brought me a source, which is a strange bit of this. Yeah, you brought me a source that basically it's a knockout blow. It's mamash chayev chatas, is the other extreme. Yeah, but he says it can't be. Basically, it can't be that you're right. So, Ella, I'll tell you the answer. Kitanya hahi, when it said that Bryce that you brought me with the fragrant pieces of wood. Yeah, hai bekashin, that's talking with hardwood. Yeah, that's talking a bit like, you know, big sticks, yeah, of wood. So that's different over there, yeah?
So, different than what?
Meaning then there were probably tikkun kli, because when you make a kli, it's got to be durable and stuff. So therefore, there's a shy of tikkun kli. But I'm talking about like a straw and of the like, things that are more soft, pliable, whatever. And that's food. And over there's no such thing as tikkun kli, and that will be fine. Because he's Rabbi Yehuda originally said, yeah, he says if it's food, you can do anything, meaning even make a toothpick. And over here, we've got a case with fragrant branches, and Rashi says the assumption is that fragrant branches were also edible. So we see over here that something's food, you can't do anything with it, you know, the restrictions. In fact, it's so serious that we've been into derisa.
Does it change if it's mafal adam also?
No, it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Yeah. So over here we say. So the answer is no. This kasha is not kasha because this is talking about hard pieces.
Before that, you said you'd have three kashas derabanan. That would be a kasha. But now you have three kashas derisa. That's not a kasha.
No, it's not like that. It's saying that would be a kasha, and the kol shekin, this is a kasha. But I'll explain to you. It's a strange. It could be the toast, but you could read that Rashi. But it's basically you misunderstood. This is talking about hard things. I was talking about soft things. Okay. Now, but we ask a kasha on this, right? Koshin, b'nei melila, ninhu. Right. If you're talking about koshin, right, hard wood, you can't roll them in your hands to bring out the fragrance. You're going to hurt yourself. Right, so that doesn't make sense in this price to say this price is talking about hard wood. No, so we say no. Chsuri mechsura. It's actually no. There's a bit missing from this price. This right, moilaloi umariach boy. You can roll it and you can smell it. Yeah, koit moi umariach boy, and you can also snap it and smell it. And Rashi also says you could also make a toothpick as well. That goes without saying. Yeah. V'meh devarim amurim. When do we say this? That anything goes is barachin. Right? Base is a prefix. Rachin means soft, and with soft ones. Well, bakashin. But if it's a hard piece of wood, lo yiktemeno, you can't snap it. V'im kotmoy. And if you snapped it, it's potter of al asur. It's an issur d'rabbanan. But if it's lachtois, he wants to fashion it into a kli, boishinov. Loyik Tamenu, you can't cut it. Bim Kotmoy, Chayev Chatas, it will be Chayev Chatas. End of Brisa. So basically, we're saying if it's flexible, it's soft, anything goes. If it's hard, if you do it for to smell, it's a Rabbanon. If you do it for your teeth, it's an Isidore Isa. Now, Tani Chada, we've got one Brisa, says Koitmoy and Mariachmoy. You're allowed to snap it to smell it, okay? Lachachila. Tanya Idach, we've got another brisa that says, Lo yik temenu, you cannot snap it, lo reach bo, to smell it. Okay, so we've got a contradiction between two brises. One brisa says it's mutlach achila, to snap it, to smell it, and one says it's also. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rab Chista, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha barachin, ha bakashin. Because one's talking about soft ones, and one's talking about hard ones, right? We got this already. Problem is, it's not going to work out. Going to slug it up, right? So, Maskifla, Rav Achabo Yaakov, Bakashin, Amai Lo. What you're telling me that, if it's hard, yeah, you can't do it. Maishno Miha, I'm going to be in a case where something's hard and we say it's going to be permissible. Tetanan, Shoiva Adamachachachobis, a person can break open a barrel, Lechol Mimenu, in order to eat the contents, Grogros, which are dried figs, Ubavad, as long as he shouldn't have kavono whilst he's opening it to do it in a way that is going to make it into a nice kli. Basically, it's going to be a destructive act and not concerned about the kli. So, but if you don't have kavono, then it's fine. And over here, when you're snapping a branch, you don't have kavono for it. You just want to get the smell out. Yeah. For oid, and furthermore, how rabba bo rab ada, the rabbin bo rab ada, the umrani tivayhu. They said, "Ki habin be Rav Yehuda." When we're in the house of Rav Yehuda, have a mafshach. Mafshach means to break. When you got a branch and you break off a branch from another branch, you break off a branch. V'yohivlan, and we give to us alvosa means big sticks. So basically, they would break off and give us these big sticks. Afogav, even though the chazi they were fitting lekasa means a handle, denagi of an axe. The chatzini is another kind of tool. Basically, we'll break off them big smelly sticks from this big log, yeah, and we give them, I suppose, to smell, yeah, even though it's hard. So we see over here that even though it's hard, we see that it's permissible, right? So what's going on? We wanted to say that if it's hard, you can't do it for the sake of smelling. Soft ones you can do for the sake of smelling, but not hard ones not. So lo kasha. So what's the answer? Yeah, ha Rabbi Elazar, ha Rabbanan. Well, this is the Rabbeinu Chananel actually is Goris Ella over here. We're dropping now soft and hardwood. Yeah, that's gone. We failed. Yeah, because we've brought a case where that we know that we have got a big Rav who would snap off hardwood and give it to people on Yom Tov. So that can't be it. So what's going on? So like this, Ha Rebbe Elezer, Ha Rabbanon. It depends who you're pasking like. There's two different camps. The Tanya. Rebbe Elezer Oymer, Noitel Odom Kiseim Milishafonob. A person can take a splinter from before him, Lachsois Boishinov, in order to pick his teeth. Right? And we said that, we said picking teeth as is fine as long as there's no issue of Muksa. They say lo yitol, you can't take because it's muksa, right? Elo avashol behema, unless it's from the trough. Obviously, it's a trough of the behema. Basically, you can take food, animal food, because that's not muksa, right? Veshovin now, and they agree shelo yitemenu. Now, over here, this is important because Rashi says this is actually going on kisev over here. This is not going on animal food. Animal food is right. You could snap animal food, but you can't. The splinter, you can't snap it. Okay, so now what happens if you snapped it? So let's say it's a hard splinter over here. You got this piece of wood, and you want to snap it. So the im kotmoy lachsois boshinov. If you snapped it, this is Rabbi Lezer first, right? The liftoch boy sadalis. You wanted to use it to open the door. You wanted to pick that lock. Yeah, b'shoigig b'shabbos. If he did it on shoigig b'shabbos, he's going to be chayv chatas. And b'meizi b'yomtov. If he did it b'meizi b'yomtov, he's going to be sofegus arboim. He's going to get whipped. Divrei Rabbi Elezer. That's the words of Rabbi Elezer. V'chom omrim, and they say no. Echad zeh ve'achad zeh, eino elu mishum shvus. Both of these cases, yeah. When right, it's only a shvus. Whether you did it because of, I don't know, I can't remember what both cases means. If you did it for the lock, or if you did it for your teeth, or it means if you did it for smelling. I'm not sure, but it's only mishum shvus. Right, so why is it only mishum shvus? Because how you're breaking it, you break it with your hands. Normally, if you fashion a toothpick, you take your knife and you whittle away with the wood, right? And you make it into a nice, you know, like Hanani sharpens his pencils. You know, my father also did that, you know, and you get your knife and you sharpen your pencil. That's like what you used to do in the old days, right? So you got a knife, that's how you sharpen things, that's how you made toothpicks. So the Chumim say if you make a toothpick with your hands, it's a derabbanan. Okay, so now it's going to work out. So basically, making toothpicks with your hands, according to Rabbi Elezer, and this is the Raisa, according to the Rabbanan, it's the Rabbanan. Now, Rabbi Elezer, to come a hosom, chayiv chatas. Rabbi Elezer, who says over there, if you break a stick with your hands in order to make a toothpick, you chayiv chatas. Yeah, hacha, over here, when you're breaking a stick to smell it, it's going to be potul of al osor, it's going to be the Rabbanan. And Rabbanan, to call omri hosom, but the Rabbanan say over there, potter of al-osor, that it's potter of al-osor, if you break a stick in order to make a toothpick, it's only going to be a drabonon. So, hacha, mutter lachachila. They're going to say it's mutter lachachila, meaning because it's a level down. Right? If you did it to make a stick, to do your teeth, it's only going to be a drabonon. So if you just snap in it stamps to smell it, it's mutter lachachila. We'll stop there.